Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Chang with Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Festival, here with Harun Schingberg and Sebastian Stan from the film A Different Man. Good morning. Your film is a kind of thorough exploration of beauty and self-perception, and how do we see each other through the eyes of the others. And I wanted to ask you, what was the drive for you to make this film, and what is the moral that you think we can take from the film?
I don't think in terms of any particular moral that you can take from the film. I hope you can take away whatever you want from it. There's certainly one of the starting points was this idea of how you hold on to your sense of identity, or how much of your identity is reliant on other people's perceptions of you, especially if their perceptions of you are negative. And, you know, how do you hold on to your dignity, and how can you respect yourself? Is that possible in the face of rejection by others? And so these were some of the themes that I started with.
In the film, you love to play with genre. There are very different genres of film inside of the same film. There is in the comedy thriller, there is noir, there is a lot of old-fashioned movies, some satire. Is it more complicated to build up such a variation of genre inside the same film or not for you?
For me, it seems to come kind of naturally, and I'm not really thinking in terms of genre. There may be certain elements that, especially some of the more horror elements that I maybe would have avoided in the past, but I thought maybe I'll lean into it a little bit this time. But even that stuff, like a roach in a coffee cup, or a hole in the ceiling, and things like that, that people are saying, oh, it's grotesque. Those come from my life. I mean, I had a hole in my apartment. If you live in New York, rodents and insects crawling around your apartment is really part of life there. So I wasn't thinking about it in terms of, I'm going to make this so grotesque and horrible. I was really thinking, you know, this is sort of what life is like here. So,
yeah, because there's always a kind of variation between from seriousness to fun, and then seriousness again, and then drama again, then fun again. Which is very compelling for us watching.
Yeah, I always feel in all my films that if there are some kind of jokes in the movie, that if there's something that's supposed to be funny, that it has to work. The line has to work even if it's not funny. So if there's a joke that is reliant on laughter, I take it out. And so to me, if somebody laughs at a certain line and the other half of the audience doesn't laugh, it still has to work. So that's sort of how I curate the humor in the film.
Sebastian, the role you're playing, Edward, this actor that undergoes a drastic change of his image towards a potential better life, but then this better life doesn't come because the problem is inside of him is his own sort of self-perception of himself through the eyes of appreciation of others. How did you, the first time you wrote the script, you read the script, what was that got you?
The idea of like this sort of, yeah, this character's journey, you know, in terms of the transforming of it all and what that would be like, you know, for someone to experience this change and then the sort of ups and downs that kind of come from potentially, I guess, having that sort of journey, you know, and it's like you always look for things that, you know, people, the yearning in characters or the desire for something, and it was just really interesting to me. You don't read a lot of things that sometimes, you know, most things kind of want to wrap things up in a bow. They want to try and explain things by the end. They want to make you feel like you're leaving sort of content with, you know, the experience you've had, even though it was, you know, maybe pushing you in ways. And this didn't, you know, do that. It just was saying, sometimes, you know, you can go down paths and they just don't actually turn out to be what you think, and it could go the opposite way as well, if at the expense of self-truth, you know.
And it's also very interesting that the man undergoing this transformation is an actor, that normal actors have a bigger, higher self-esteem, or maybe they need to be more appreciated than the regular guy. Don't you say? Oh,
no, actors are egotistical narcissists. Well, no, but like, I mean, we all are. Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, like, you know, just it's like children, really. Like, you know, there's always this wrestling that you have with approval. I mean, it's, I love the movie for. I just love, maybe because I am an actor, I'm biased. I don't know. I do feel it's funny to kind of dissect. You know, in a film, the experience of making a play, you know, doing a play or doing a film, because it's just so confusing and it can bring out the worst and the best in everybody in a way. In this particular sense, yeah, it really plays to the ego in a way that I think is really effective in saying what it wants to say.
It's interesting that everything revolves around a kind of love that Edward has for this girl that lives next door, that she is actually the motor of all what is happening in the film. The character, I mean, her character is not a very nice one. It's not a very pleasant one. She's not a very nice woman. She's very cute, but she's not nice. When you were writing this, Aaron, were you thinking about using her as a kind of tool to help us go through the story?
I don't know. I thought that, you know, she had to sort of instigate some sort of need in Edward, certainly. You know, frankly, I really struggled with, you know, how useful is this character in the script. And I think, honestly, Renata's performance, which is so complex to me, really is the thing that ultimately made me realize what a nuanced character she really is. I certainly tried to make her motivations very opaque. It's very unclear, you know, does she have feelings for Edward? Does she like him, but she feels that she shouldn't like him, or does she not like him? Is she using him? Is she using Oswald? Does she love Oswald? We don't know any of these things, and all these things could be true simultaneously as well. And there are no answers in the film, nor are there for any of the other characters. That's sort of the space that I like to operate.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Aaron Schimber and Sebastian Stan for the film A Different Man from the Berlinale. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.